It is Saturday, June 25th. You know what time it is. Win Daily Sports. It's Tony's Adam. It's the 5 and 5. The only spot you're going to get winners in under 5 minutes. And on the weekend, that is absolutely key. Adam, last night, we hit on Aaron Nola. What do we got today? It's an 8-game slate. It's the 1. It's the 4. Who's the 8th of the slate?
It's rare that you have a slate with Garrett Cole and Corbin Burns on it, and they're not going to be my pick. It's because Garrett Cole has Houston, Corbin Burns has Toronto. Both these guys can succeed in that matchup, but both are obviously in a tougher spot than what is normal. For me, I'm looking at Chris Bassett. He's under 9K. Jazz Chisholm left the game last night for Miami, so I'd say there's a pretty solid chance that throws out their best hitter. And if Jazz doesn't play, Bassett might get 8 righties, and that's a huge deal for him. His splits are very favorable when he faces righty hitting. His slider is really the main pitch that gets the swings and misses, that drives Woba down, the FIPs down for him. At under 9,000, I think he has the easiest path to success here.
I like that. Now, one guy I'm going to look at is Lance Lynn.
Athletic.
7,600. He doubled his DK output. He's at home again against Baltimore. Adam, sounds like you're liking Lance Lynn a little bit too.
Lance Lynn is my guy. He gives us big guys some hope. He's just out there. Being a little bit of a big man, he quoted himself saying he's a big bastard, which is my nickname for him in the Discord. Out there cussing, just throwing 8 different kinds of fastballs. He should get a righty-heavy lineup as well. That's a big deal for him. He's always been better against the righties. K rate's over 30%. I've been jumping to write him up, but he's been too expensive so far coming back from injury. 7,600, great time to play Lance Lynn today.
Absolutely. And again, remember, it's always the third or fourth start before guys off an injury and come back. They really hit their stride in Philly. Watch that with Chris. I almost said Chris Wheeler because he's an all-time announcer. But with Zach Wheeler, his first 3 games, very lackadaisical. His next 6, unbelievable. So a lot of different things to look at there. But how about the bats, Adam? Who are we stacking up against this day?
There's quite a few choices. I do really like the Mets. Trevor Rogers again, who's just really, really struggled. And people are going to look at this last game and say, well, you know, he pitched okay. He only gave up 3 earned and 5. He struck out 7. Man, there were base runners on against him every inning. The Mets had bases loaded in the first with no outs and only managed to get 1 run. If that happens again, they're not going to get just 1 run. I really like the Mets as one of the teams to go against him. He just has not had a good year. And the Mets are one of the more dangerous offenses in the league. This is a great spot for them.
This is a really tough show for me because there's a lot of Mets love here with Bassett and bats, right? I just had to watch the Phillies get blanked again last night. So this is hard for me to get through this, but I want to get it. How about sneaky stacks?
I don't think I'm going to stack fully, but Milwaukee offers plenty of value. They've not hit lefties to the way that we expected. They could be without Hunter Renfro. That hurt. Guy, and he's my FVP. Keston Hura, man, he strikes out so much. His K rate against lefties is 43%, so this is very boomer bust. But he's under 3K, and when he makes contact, that ball tends to travel far away with a 333 ISO and a 437 WOBA. He's still under 3K. He gets a little bit of positional flexibility. I think I'll be supplementing with a couple cheap Brewers without the full stack.
Been a lot of really good value out there, especially in that lineup. We talked about that all year. Guys that you can get on their own. Now, any other value plays, whether it be an arm or a bat? You mentioned FFVP. I got a couple for the later slate. We'll talk about that later. But anything, you know, we're missing here on this 8-game early afternoon slate?
I do still like some of the Royals as well. You know, Sal Perez is injured. The kid from the A's, Koenig, I believe is how you pronounce his name. I'm not 100%, so I apologize if that's wrong. Just not a good lefty to this point in his career. 6.59 ERA, just getting hit by just about everybody. So the Royals could be a little bit sneaky because they're another team. They don't hit lefties well overall. You're not like running towards them. Oliveira's double dong last night. Hunter Dozier. They've got some cheaper bats that you can work around as well.
If you're playing home run props, it's very, very early. But I do like Christian Walker tonight in Arizona. And I do like my main Yaz in San Francisco. Whenever you're facing a pitcher like Minor, he's given up 7 home runs in his last 4 starts. It's easily a home run a game. And again, I know he's a lefty, but I'm going all in on Yaz tonight, lefty versus left. As always, it's the 5 and 5. It's Tony's Adam. You find us, Win Daily Sports. Make sure you're checking the projection miles and the articles. It's Saturday. Enjoy the gorgeous weather, and everybody stay profitable.